Affiliate marketing is one of the best ways to make money online. Instead of creating your own product, dealing with your own customers, you can sell other people's products and services and make money. But how do you get started? How can you start seeing results fast? Hi everyone, I'm Neil Patel, and today I'm gonna share with you the easiest way to get started with affiliate marketing. Before we get started, make sure you subscribe to this channel. And if you're on YouTube, click the alert notification. That way when we release more videos like this, you'll get notified. Step one, define your traffic source. What are you good at, in other words? Are you good at SEO? Are you good at paid ads? Are you better at JVs, which is joint ventures if you're not familiar with? In other words, that's another form of partnerships. What version of marketing are you good at? Because based on that, that's gonna vary how you do affiliate marketing. For example, if you do SEO, you gotta pick one niche. If you do joint ventures and partnerships, again, you gotta do one niche and focus all your energy there. If you do paid ads, you can do any niche out there as long as the payouts are high enough because you gotta buy that traffic. Once you figure that out, that'll help you with step two. The second step, defining your target audience. What is the niche you wanna work in? Now, most people are like, I wanna be in the niche that pays me the most money. You don't do well as an affiliate marketer in that. Why? Because after a while you give up, you hate what you're doing, you're just like, I don't wanna spend a ton of time and energy doing this. You wanna focus your efforts on what you love, because what you love is what you're gonna create better content on, better marketing campaigns, better ad traffic, you'll get more creative. You'll be the expert. You'll also notice that you make a huge increase in revenue when you do something you know versus something you have to learn from scratch. Because when you don't know industry, you don't understand a niche, you're gonna make a lot of mistakes, waste a lot of time, and lose money compared to focusing on something that you know. Now that you've done that, the next step for you is to find products that are a good fit for your audience. Now, most people do this by just Googling. That's a really inefficient way. There's actually already affiliate sites out there that showcase products. And the products they showcase are the ones that tend to be the best performance, not only for the publisher, but also the advertiser. So by looking at these affiliate sites, you'll know what tends to work because their top offers tend to be the ones that make affiliates the most money. Now, some of these sites are JVZoo, CJ Affiliate, OfferVault, Click2Sell, CommissionSoup, ShareSell, and FlexOffers. Checking out those sites will give you a good understanding of what works and what doesn't work in your space. I would recommend going after the products that are popular on these sites because that means affiliates are making a lot of money. If you pick the products that aren't that popular on those sites, that usually means affiliates aren't willing to promote them because they don't generate them enough income. Next up, you need to build your funnel. So let's say you have SEO going, right? And you have this traffic. Starts with content, then you want to collect an email, and you can collect an email through Hello Bar, any tool out there. You want to create a lead magnet. You can't just use these tools. You got to actually have an offer. So email in exchange for an ebook. Then once you have their email, drive them to a webinar. That webinar allows you to sell that product or service to those people. You can also, for all the people who don't convert in the webinar, follow up through an email sequence and sell them through text-based. Combining a webinar through text-based sequences, you should start getting sales from your SEO traffic. Now, let's say you're leveraging paid ads. It's hard to convert through a straight sell. So what you wanna do is first create a landing page that educates and really provides a ton of value. But that landing page, not only providing value, you're talking about the product in there, and then you're driving people to that product page where they can buy. Ideally, you should have some testimonials and case studies within that educational piece of content. If you don't, you'll find that you won't generate as many sales. Now, you could also do another thing in which for all the people that don't convert and are about to exit, collect their email again. You can use tools like HelloBar, have a lead magnet, offer a free ebook or anything like that, drive them in through a webinar sequence, and also you can follow up with them through email again and convert them on products and services. That way, the paid traffic that's leaving and not converting right then and there, you can still get them to convert over the next 2 or 3 weeks. Now, if you're monetizing through JVs and partnerships, the best way to convert is through co-hosted webinars. Get other people who are influencers in your space along with you, being on a webinar, selling a product or a service, converts extremely well. That's the easiest way through JVs and partnerships. It is just focus almost all your effort on the webinars. Now, the last step I have for you is increase the lifetime value. Most affiliates, they drive conversions, they collect their money and they're like, woohoo, that's it. Well, you already have that list. Why aren't you continually selling to those people campaign after campaign? Why aren't you continually adding value to them and not always selling? So then that way, when you have the next product to sell, they're more likely to buy because you've helped them out. If you just sell to them every single week, eventually they're gonna drop off your list. But if you help them out majority of the time and then sell to them 1/10 of the time, they're much more likely to convert. And the other thing that I would recommend is add upsells and downsells. Once they buy one product, upon checkout, why can't there be upsells and downsells? It's an easy way to generate more revenue. If the website that you're pushing doesn't have upsells and downsells, force them to have it, or let them buy from your website that product or service that other people are fulfilling, and then add in your own upsells and downsells. It's a great way for you to make more money. Now, if you need more traffic to your affiliate site, you can always check out my ad agency, Neil Patel Digital. And if you enjoyed this video, like it, share it with others. If you have a question, leave a comment below. I'll answer it. Thank you for watching.